This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. You have, I think, probably been hearing this in the news, seeing it in the headlines. Simone Biles, considered really the best gymnast of all time, withdrew from the women's team final at the Tokyo Olympics yesterday. She said that it was to protect her mental health, and this has really revitalized concerns around athletes, the pressures they face at the elite level and the toll it takes on their mental health. It's also worth saying that essentially she has now also said she's going to be withdrawing from the final individual all-around competition.
So this all really began when she withdrew from, or rather began for us in the public eye, when she withdrew from the team final after attempting an opening vault that didn't go well. So she was whisked away by her team of coaches. She did return later, but only to cheer on her teammates who went on to win silver. The Russian Olympic Committee then clinched the gold, and that's the first time that the US hasn't been, you know, the US has lost the gold in any major team competition since 2010. And all of that to say, I think these are not easy choices for any athlete in this position to make. Now, she will be evaluated daily to determine whether or not to participate in next week's individual event finals. But the main concern that she cited for this, as you said, Lynn, is mental health. And I'm just quoting, she said, after that vault, I was like, I'm not in the right headspace. I'm not going to lose a medal for this country and for these girls because they worked way too hard for me to go out there and have them lose a medal. I have to do what's right for me and focus on my well-being. And I think that those two things really speak to exactly what we said, that pressure to perform, but also the pressure to want to take care of yourself.
Yeah, and it's particularly difficult, I think, looking at and talking about Simone Biles because she is a champion. By any measure, she is a champion. She's already a champion. And therefore, I think the additional pressures that that have been placed on her, part of it is, I suppose, really coming from the baggage she brings into it because she had 4 gold medals from the last Olympics. And if she had gone on to clinch all the gold medals here in Tokyo, she would have had 10. And that would make her the most accomplished woman Olympian in any sport. I think there was a lot of pressure and expectation also on her in terms of the individual all-around competition because she would be the first woman to have defended successfully that gold. So there's a lot going on, and this is really the second high-profile athlete to have withdrawn from something, citing mental health, with the other most recent person being Naomi Osaka. So I think we just wanted to know what you think of this move, and we wanted to take it as an opportunity to talk about athletes, pressure, and mental health. Send us your thoughts. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about this, we have Brian Nguyen, sports psychologist and co-founder of MindGap, which is a sports psychology consultancy. Brian, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for having me today.
So let's start off by getting your thoughts on Simone Biles' decision.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I feel that it's a really brave thing that she did because obviously, number one, it takes a lot of courage to be able to stand there and represent your country and being as good as she is. I would even say the best woman gymnast, just the best gymnast I've seen so far. But yeah, I think it just takes a lot of courage for her to do this because yes, it's brave to come out and try to win medals for your country, but it's also very brave to just step aside. And I think that's, for me, that's the biggest thing. And I think she has just like Naomi, opened a conversation on what's more important, actually. Because on one hand, of course, we, us as coaches or like the National Olympic Committee, we want to win medals because that's how we pay everyone and get the food on the table for everyone, right? But of course, there's also the human element because we have to remember that these athletes, they're still human, even though they do superhuman things every day. But in the end, they're still human. So I think, as you said just now, I just want to read a quote from what she said. You know, she just didn't want to risk herself for a team a medal. You know, and you don't really hear these kind of things being said because usually they'll just. I think, as she said as well, she you usually wouldn't hear me saying these things because I usually persevere and push through things, but not to cost the team a medal. And I think that really shows what she prioritizes, not just her own achievements, but achievements of her friends, her teammates, her country as well.
Do you think mental health and physical health are weighed on an equal scale when it comes to athletes and their performance?
Actually, I would say yes, they are important, but there's a caveat here. Athletes know this. They do know that their mental health and their physical health are really important because these are the people that go through it day in, day out, and they train, and they know their lives a bit better than us and their struggles. And I think they understand that, yes, we need to have a balance of both. Because you can't really just have really great physical health or really great mental health and not the other, because mental health and physical health, it kind of comes under the same spectrum of health. You can't have one without the other. So I would say it's very important. But the other caveat here is that the importance of mental health on the stakeholders and maybe the national governing bodies, whether that is important to them and whether that's as important to them as the physical health and how much they weigh that support and their funding matters towards their performance.
So I wanted to look at what athletes go through, especially with a stage like the Olympics, where it operates on a completely different level. What are the physical demands that athletes have to put on themselves to make it to the Olympics?
Oh, okay. So the physical, maybe I'll just go through the demands, not just the physical, but also the mental demands as well. I think number one, to be able to reach the Olympics is a very big feat. I don't think people understand quite how hard it is, because maybe for us as Malaysians, we are very spoiled into thinking that maybe our badminton athletes will always get into the Olympics, but it's actually really hard. It's not just that they show up one day and they get in. It's not as easy. You have to go through so much struggle. And it's just the physical demands. Number one is the sport itself. Every sport has a different physical demand. That's number one. Number two, there is also the demand of COVID right now. This Olympic Games is a bit different from the others because I'm not sure if there was a pandemic in any other Olympic Games. I was not alive back then. So, but yeah, COVID is a big thing. If it affects us in normal lives, right? And could you imagine these athletes, because they have to be in a bubble as well. And I think being able to competing, training, getting ready anywhere else in the world or somewhere that you're not familiar with, especially in like Tokyo right now, probably only the Japanese people could be a bit more comfortable because they are from Japan. What about all the other athletes from the other countries that, you know, that they come all the way here, they literally have to stay in a bubble. They can't go out more than usual, because usually, you know, the Olympic Village, you're always in it, but now you can't go anywhere else because of safety reasons. And also there's this virus that, you know, that's around in the air somewhere, but you can't really see, and you don't know when you'll get it. And then all these things kind of stress you out, you know. And I think, okay, of course, the qualifying to get there, and also the demands of, I would like to talk about a bit about funding as well, because a lot of these athletes, they are funded by their respective sport or their association, right? Not many of them fund themselves, because it is a big chunk of money. So quite a big demand is that this is their livelihood. They have to perform to secure the next few years of funding and salary for their family and stuff. And that's very stressful. Imagine if you ever, maybe for you guys, you have to think about, oh, if I don't perform on the evening edition this week, maybe I won't be able to work the next week, right? Just something like that. And, you know, the discipline of being able to, honestly, it's just quite hard. Because honestly, the COVID just makes everything harder than usual. And I think that's the most unique thing about these games and how everyone has been trying to cope with it.
What is currently in place to care for the mental health of these elite athletes?
Yeah, so we were talking a bit about Simone Biles, right? Actually, I want to talk a bit about that, because this year, I think the US Olympic and Paralympic Council, it's very big mouthful. They hired a director of mental health, I think, to kind of specifically address mental well-being itself rather than just the performance part, which usually sports psychology or psychology is being used in sport. You know, and what they do is, you know, they assess all their athletes on mental health issues on a very regular basis, so they can spot all these red flags and kind of deal with them and manage them quickly and appropriately, right? And I think the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, has also created, I think, a mental health playbook, or I think a toolkit that is made available to the athletes and support staff. And I think also each national contingent, each country would have a kind of SOP on providing mental health support, or either that by having a sports psychologist with them. But I'm not too sure about the specifics here, because I think each country has their own level of support and how they deal with things.
So, you know, the common refrain in sports, right, is to never give up, and that giving up is somehow seen as a failure or weakness or losing, all of which are just seen as horrible things in sports. Why is challenging that notion and actually stepping away sometimes the better decision?
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of courage, as I said, to step up, but it also takes a lot of courage to know when to step away, really, because number one, these athletes have to do what's best for you, right? And Simone, she has to do what's best for her. Because in the long run, she lives her life, not us. And what I mean by that is we all only really get snapshots of people's lives from social media or the news and stuff. But the only ones that have to live through those lives that we see in snapshots are the people themselves. And I think to be able to make the best choice that you can for yourself, it just takes a lot. Because not everyone is able to do that. If you ask me, I might not be able to do that. And I think that's just something that we should look up to, because I think she's being a very good role model to all the young gymnasts or even any athlete growing up now. They say that, okay, yeah, it's important to, you know, never give up, but sometimes it's okay to give up, because let's say, for example, you would never tell an athlete who has broken his leg maybe you shouldn't give up, because, you know, that doesn't click for us, because physical health is something that, you know, is like, okay, we can see it, right? But for Simone, maybe it's like she, for a sport like hers, where if she doesn't concentrate or if she messes up, it can actually be quite fatal. She could actually lose her life. And being able to recognize her own mental state and to know that, okay, I'm not at where I'm supposed to be at, and I think I should step away for my own safety. I think we can't fault her for that. I think it's quite admirable that she's been able to do this, especially on such a big stage as well. And she's making a very big message.
Brian, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was sports psychologist Brian Nguyen weighing in on Simone Biles' decision to withdraw from, firstly, the team final in the Olympics, and subsequently the individual all-around competition. Let us know what you make of this. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, and after the 7:30 news today, we have a complete pivot. On Popcorn Culture tonight, we are reviewing The Tomorrow War. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.